my dream was to connect with young women of color primarily, especially young Latinas, because I feel like we don't have a lot of these stories accessible to us.
That's Erica Sanchez, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Erica Sanchez is a poet, novelist, and essayist. Her writing has appeared in Rolling Stone, Salon, Cosmo for Latinas, and The Guardian, among others. She joins us to talk about her young adult novel, I Am Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter. Erica, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Erica, give us an overview of this novel. What is the story about?
Well, the story follows Julia Reyes, a 15-year-old girl growing up in Chicago. She is the daughter of undocumented immigrants. And the story begins with her sister's death, and it begins to unfold. We see that there was more to her sister than she initially thought. And so it's part mystery, part coming-of-age story. And Julia, I hope, is a funny character. She's very flawed, but I think she has a good heart deep down. And I really hope that young women could connect to this protagonist.
This is your debut novel. So let's talk a little bit about what inspired this story and why specifically did you want it to be a young adult novel?
Yeah, well, I think many things inspired this story. Partly, I wanted to write a book that I needed back when I was a teenager. When I was growing up, I didn't really have many books about people like me. And so that could feel really lonely for young people if they don't see themselves reflected anywhere. And so that was really important. Also, I've been a writer since I was 12, and I've always wanted to write a novel, and it just began about 5 years ago. And the response to the novel has been incredible so far. I feel very lucky, actually, in a perpetual state of disbelief.
Your character in the book also wants to be a writer. So clearly there's some of your own story, your own thoughts that you're able to draw upon for this novel. Like the main character, your parents were also undocumented immigrants. So how much of your own experience were you able to draw upon for this novel?
Yeah, it's definitely fiction, but it's pretty clear that I did draw upon my own life. Julia and I have many things in common, but we're also very different. And so one thing that we share is that I was also a very troubled 15-year-old, sarcastic teenager. You know, my parents did immigrate here without documentation in the late 70s. They eventually became citizens, but I wanted to write about the experience of, you know, being a child of immigrants and belonging to two very different cultures and trying to figure yourself out and navigate what it means to be a young woman of color in this world.
So as a first-generation American, like your character in the book again, do you feel like that puts a lot of pressure on you to succeed?
Yes. I think, unfortunately, that often we're not really expected to succeed. I think society views us as people who are here to serve others, and I think that's really frustrating. I had an experience recently where I was shopping for a dress for my book release, and a woman mistook me for a salesperson, and it just really illustrated that idea that, you know, women of color are expected to just be serving other people. And that's not necessarily the case. And I think we could be more than that. And I feel like a lot of my success, I owe it to trying to prove everyone wrong, that we are just as capable and that we're just as smart and that we deserve nice things just like everyone else.
And that's something your main character, Julia, talks about, is that she wants to break the stereotype. She doesn't want to be thought of in a certain way, not only by society, but also within her family.
Yeah. Her parents want the best for their children, but they're also lacking in education, and they don't quite know what's possible for their children. And so that creates a conflict. Julia's parents want her to be, you know, very obedient and family oriented and studious also, but Julia wants to be independent and she wants to be her own person, and that's at odds with what traditionally is thought of as a perfect Mexican daughter.
Julia says, as the title of the book reflects, she says, "I am not your perfect Mexican daughter," but she thought of her sister as embodying that role, at least initially. But as time passes, she begins to learn that there was more to her sister than she knew when her sister was alive.
Yes, that's part of what keeps the momentum of the story going. Like I said, it's part mystery. And so she starts to learn that her sister wasn't who she believed to be. And I think it gets to the idea of, you know, the secrets that people hold to present a pleasing image to the world. Her sister was very beloved by the family, but she had a secret life that no one knew about. And it's because of those expectations. She didn't want to disappoint her family.
As far as the target audience for this book, do you see it as specifically for a young Latina audience, or do you see this as a book for all young girls about being themselves and claiming their own identity?
Yeah, I mean, I hope it's a universal story. I think it is. And I hope that all girls connect to it because it touches upon many themes about girlhood and womanhood. My dream was to connect with young women of color, primarily, especially young Latinas, because I feel like we don't have a lot of these stories accessible to us.
What's next for you? Do you have another novel in the works?
Actually, yes, I'm working on a project right now. It's in the preliminary stages, but I hope it does become a novel. And also, I am finishing up a collection of essays titled Crying in the Bathroom. And additionally, I'm always working on my poetry, and I hope that the movie becomes, the book becomes a movie.
Erica, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Erica Sanchez's young adult novel is I Am Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter. More interviews on a wide variety of topics are available at kpr.ku.edu/conversations. You can also use our KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.